Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles broadcast from May 5th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and is the number 4th ranked broadcast on iTunes about songs from Tony's show. Today we're going to feature some songs about trolls, some just-in-time jingling from Michael and Tony, some new songs, a little clip segment, and of course, the number 1 jingle of the week, and some more fun surprises. So stick around. It's going to be a great episode. We got to make up for missing last week.
To be someone must be a wonderful thing. A famous orange man or reporter, or a jingle star. Yes, I think that I would like that. And getting crushed online by pesky trolls, to hold your ego close and not let go. If you don't like me, turn off 980, their problem solved. Trolls store their muscles in their keyboards and take cheap shots at you when they're bored. But it's still worth it even when it sucks, when your biggest scores are measly $10. But did you know that I had a nice time? Wasn't it such a nice time? I can't remember if I had a nice time.
I think I had a nice time. You know, the whole point of this endeavor is to have fun, and it's basically free, so I hope you're having fun doing something like this. But lately, the trolls have been out in force. And, you know, some choice comments from Larry Bud or some of the classic trolls from the TK Jingles podcast are always appreciated. But, you know, some of these things lately have just been very personal, not really at me anymore, but at some other people. And, you know, it's really bugging me. So I just wanted to sing that little song there in homage to that. And, you know, I guess probably because the jingles have taken on a more prominent role on Tony's show and with Jingles Liver and all that, it just has become a bigger target. So again, you know, in the general sense, if people want to say the jingles suck or take some cheap shots or whatever, that's fine. But, you know, back off some of the individual people. So, you know, if you listen to this show and there's somebody you don't like, just hit the fast forward button, you know, no problem. Speaking of liver, so Penn Social in Northwest DC, a couple blocks from Verizon Center, that is the venue. The station still, as far as I know, has not signed the paperwork. So the start time will be somewhere between 4 and 7 p.m. We haven't finalized that yet. But if you're traveling in from out of town, this venue will take 600 people. I think that should be plenty. The station has insisted there will be no tickets, though. So first come, first serve basis. I encourage you to get there early, whatever our start time ends up being. I'll certainly let you know on this show and online on Twitter or the Facebook. But it's going to be great. It's all shaping up nicely. We're going to have almost everybody there except Brad, and then Patrick may or may not be there, depending on the birth of his child. So, you know, obviously that's a little bit more important than TK Jingles Live, but only slightly, of course. This week's episode of the TK Jingles podcast has a sponsor, as we usually like to do. I was inspired by Larry King. So he had a really punerific and ridiculous product he was shilling for last week called King Bedding. And the tagline is, Larry King Bedding, sleep like a king. Just like, because his last name happens to be King, he's shilling for King bed sheets. So I thought we would go with an auto dealer. We recently purchased a new car, and I went to an auto import lot to try to find a premium used vehicle, and I just wanted to give a shout out here. So today's episode of the TK Jingles podcast is brought to you by Shakey's Premium Auto Imports. Is the power steering shaky? Maybe. Are the engines a little shaky? Who knows? But I do know one thing. Every deal starts and ends with a shake. Either a handshake or a milkshake. Your choice. And even that is a pretty shaky guarantee. So check out Shakey's Premium Auto Imports. Okay, on to some serious stuff. So Michael Kornheiser has recently become very active on Twitter. And he's basically the surrogate for Tony to tweet online, and he can be his filter so nothing nasty gets out there, but he can still put out photos and silly things, whatever Tony happens to say, quotes. And there's been some subtweeting around jingles. So Michael sent two out in the past few weeks, and I wanted to address them here on the podcast, which is the most inside baseball meta thing that we have. So I figured, why not do it here rather than anywhere else? So first, these are actual lyrics that Tony Kornheiser wrote to a jingle. And here's the quote from Michael. He's a real charcoal man living in his Kingsford land. TK jingling to nowhere man. Tony said that he would then meme it and that it was meta. And we'll address that quote a little bit later, what Tony means by a meme and a meta. But so I wanted to play a snippet of the jingle Tony wrote, Charcoal Man. And then there was another tweet by Michael in that same week about Arch Campbell humming a song and Tony asking, oh, is that jingle to the tune? It was Tell Michael It's Raining. And Tony said, oh, is that to the tune of Tell Mary I Love Her? Which I think he meant Tell Laura I Love Her by Ray Peterson. So I said, oh, what the hell? That's one of my favorite songs. I'll jingle that too. So here are two jingles essentially written by Tony Kornheiser.
He's a real charcoal man living in his Kingsford land, making all I need a salmon for family. Michael was Tony's only son, and Tony shared almost everything. An English major, a love for sports, and most of all, real-time weather reports. Tone saw raindrops on his Cadillac, and although he just spoke to Michael, he called him back. He couldn't get Michael on the phone, so to Liz Hardwick, Tony said, tell Michael it's raining, tell Michael it's pouring, tell Michael I may be late, I'm two blocks from home in an apoplectic state. Tell Michael it's raining.
As I've mentioned before on the podcast, my dad is a lover of 50s death ballads, so I grew up with all that music, and it has a special place in my heart. So now I wanted to play some new music from tkjingles.com from the past week. The first one is along that theme of trolling. This is from Brad and KJ to the tune of What Is This Feeling from Wicked, all about trolls. Then Dylan with a classic jingle in the style of the Horrendous Michelle. John Fitzpatrick with a Nats vs. Cubs song, Scrappy Together. My take on the disappearance of Kenny Sheenberger. And then Byron and Joe with Isn't He Grumpy. Elliot with Day Anew, which he was extremely excited that this jingle played during Passover at the Kornheiser household. And then Brad Weiss with Old Time Rock and Roll. Enjoy these wonderful new TK jingles.
What is this drivel each day on the show?
None of it's funny, it's just bad radio.
I'm apoplectic.
I have to tinkle.
I'd like to wreck it.
What's with these jingles? They're no longer fun. 90% dumb. No, no. Trolling, spewing forth opinions bitter. On the Facebook and the Twitter, every day, I troll them all.
Please do not mistake me for a snob.
But can these people actually have jobs?
I must persist in trolling, for my cause is just and gallant, and I don't have any talent for parodic songs.
These must be why Satchmo likes to drink.
I guess I forgot this whole show stinks.
So I will keep trolling, trolling tunes. Can that be wrong?
today's jingle is a tune that you know all too well. The Beatles' Michelle soundtrack from hell. Worse than Boyhood, lamer than Chuck Bell, who annoys you as well. You hate it, you hate it, you hate it. That is perfectly plain. It's worse than trips to the Apple Store, or eating foods that touch, or watching ads for Robin Shane. Offends you like Raju, it won't be covered by Bobby Jean Ledoux, because that's you.
And for the record, I am not actually certain that you're Bobby Jean Ledoux. That was actually a bit that I have never fully followed, so maybe you could confirm. You're Bobby Jean Ledoux, right?
We're screaming, me and you, it's true. We yell about it day and night, about who's right, which of our baseball teams will be the one to fight in the World Series. Your boy Joe rides a horse, but of course he sits on Secretariat. They're once your bet. Too bad only one team can be possibly in the World Series. Your Cubs have choked against everybody, no doubt. It's what they do. My Nats prefer to choke right there in their dugout. Pap's still there too. I've got Bryce and he's the MVP. No matter where they toss the ball, he sets it free. He's got a few more years before a Yank he'll be. Take them to the series. I can't see Ted Lerner paying the big dough to keep him here. In the Bronx he'll wear the pinstripes, we all know that's Tony's fear. Mike yells at you and you at he. No matter who they play each night, it has to be the other guy. Squad wins for sure. They're bound to be 27 Yankees. Blah 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 blah.
Whatever happened to Kenny? Did he leave the show? Oh no. I made vacation plans based on his winter weather outlook, and it's why I drink Folgers. His newscasts were straight out of Del Close's dreams, improvising every word like the Second City. I'll never understand why they fired Ken. Oh no. But if he still works at the station, I hope he drops in soon, yeah. Joe!
to the little Seder. Let all who are orange come and kvetch.
If we gave you Ron Jaworski, but did not give you a monkey, just Jaworski would be plenty. Dianu.
Dabby Lowell. Alan Bubis.
Bishop Putzfer.
Reginald. Junior. Howard Feynman. Tell Michael.
Reginald, he doesn't look Jewish.
Hey, I've got a Polaroid of him drinking an egg cream with Woody Allen at the Carnegie Deli.
The Carnegie Deli? But that's not kosher.
Come on, man. What are we doing out there, man?
And he can't keep calm. He prattles on about his mail at the palm. It's self-indulgent, so he thinks it's gold. They're playing old guy radio. I wouldn't tune in for his insights on the Caps. He fists free agency, will punish the Nats. You keep Bob Ryan and his funky old phone. I like that old guy radio. Still like that old guy radio. Those Subway sandwiches just never get old. All bets are off if it's a Thursday show. So give us old guy radio.
Now, that was a very Brad Weiss heavy musical segment there. Pretty strong stuff. All right, now there was a clip I wanted to play. I meant to play this last week, but didn't have a show. About Meta and memes and online stuff and Tony's general confusion, because this inspired quite a few hilarious songs. So we're going to play this clip, and then we're going to play a song by Steve Lipton, the, as Brad Weiss calls him, comparable Robert Berg, and then Joe Arrow.
I don't know what a meme is. I know it's something, but and it's very specific. A meme is specific, but it seems to me that Meta is not that specific and more general, because it's a sentence here. Whoever is writing writes, that's what humorists call a meta moment. It's a joke about making a joke. Get it? Really didn't. And I don't know what a meta moment is.
I always think of it as kind of a wink and a nod. You're understanding.
And that's meta.
Yeah.
Is meta short for something, or is it just meta?
I don't know if it's
metaphysical.
I was going to say metaphysical.
Metamorphosis.
Referring. Yes. So here's the official definition, and it's not short for anything. Referring to itself or to the conventions of its genre, self-referential. So like a...
Oh, so it's a little inside joke.
Correct.
Where my response could be, you're a little too clever by half on this one. And you're annoying. Does a meta moment ever get to where you want to say to the person who's created it or commented on it in a meta way, I'd really like to hit you with a snow shovel.
Yes.
Because I just...
I would say most people who use the word meta in conversation, there's a strong concentric circle between those people and people we want to punch directly in the face.
Yes. And what is a meme? Because it's not a mime.
No, that's different.
No, memes,
a meme...
Is
ahead,
a meme an
ahead,
emoji?
Nigel.
No.
No.
No. An emoji is a character that you can use in a sentence to sort of highlight your emotion. Of that, like if you're happy
when
about
you say
something,
use it, you mean type it,
yeah,
yes.
Type it. Yeah,
because you can't actually in a conversation,
no.
You can't emojify yourself.
No, so if you're typing something, all right, now do you see there's
I know how this works.
All right,
the tone was yapping about the inner tubes.
It seems to me that meta is not that specific
the way most people do.
I don't know what a meta moment is.
How was he to know?
Is a meme an emoji?
Those words have meaning too.
Ha! In a conversation,
no.
You can't emojify yourself.
He was rambling on the radio.
I circled the paragraph because I don't understand.
He took a little risk.
Is a meme a visual?
Confused meta memes and emojis.
When I see meme and meta, I'm not in this anymore.
Grandpa, best stay out of this. Hey!
I have been excluded from the rest of this discussion.
Someone explain meta memes and emojis.
Does a meta moment ever get to where you want to say to the person who's commented on it, I'd really like to hit you with a snow shovel?
Yes.
Grandpa, it's meta memes and emojis.
Emojify yourself.
Hey!
How am I not gonna jingle that? How am I not gonna jingle that? So listen, talking memes, now he's wiki reading. How am I not gonna jingle that? So I have to pick a jingle song.
write an open and a denouement that supports the theme. Pick a good rhyme scheme. Yeah, I'm talking through the fourth wall. That's what a meta artifact does. Suspends the suspension of the conscious thought you're consuming art. Now let's hit the mimetic part. Now here's where the lady named Sweet Brown says, and normally I look for a clean karaoke track, but this one allowed me to point out how the jingle process operates. And since that actually worked out better for meta, I kept it in. The original music tracks called Ain't Nobody Got Time For That, used interviews to songify the news, then it goes viral on YouTube. Meta's too clever by half, so coming up is a snow shovel track. The all percussive sound is me hammering down, just pretend it's Raju's head. Chris said, Tony, it's like when I go to see the Minions. They make jokes for older folks, so Lizzo's completely off the mark. Tone said, is an emoji a meme? They tried explaining the damn thing. In 2 months, we'll be here again. Please, God, write this down for him. I'm not gonna jingle that. I'm not gonna jingle that. When this brain trust tries to discuss, I'm not gonna jingle that. Now I'm on the last stanza. I do a sweep for consonants. An eternal rhyme, I'm on cloud nine. I can put this jingle to bed.
What the hell are you saying? Memes and meter, there you go again. Oh my, what the lot of those things. So I can text with pictures, send emojis which are little figures. Why would I ever do that? Memes and meter, I still don't really get it. Why?
Last week, I fell ill just as I sat down to start recording the podcast. But in that time, while I was delirious, I had a fever and chills. I wrote two songs, and this is one of them. It's this week's glorious Schwitzbreak, which was almost lost to the sands of time, except for the fact that I wrote it down. I didn't remember that I had done this until today when I sat down to record today's episode. So enjoy.
When you leave your house and it's late at night, pick up some decent wine and find a couple guys. If you memorize the passphrase, might let you inside to that steamy meat market downtown.
Okay, two more jingles to play for you here. These are two late entries here in the spring for inclusion in the TK Jingles Live set list. Let's play them now. The number one jingle of the week, Hamilton, followed by the audience sing-along song, La Cheeserie.
How does an orange bald man, always full of bombastic talking, head on a local radio show and podcast who's often pontificating 1%er problems? also have a show millions are watching.
It all started when Estelle and Ira had a child, and in the midst of his first cry, he said, "Do you know who I am?" As a juvenile, couldn't work the sippy cup. When he tried it, he slammed it with a plastic hammer, cried, "That's it!" and sent it flying.
He grew guided by a desire to be a writer, so he penned opinion pieces on his teachers just to slight them. His bar mitzvah kinda insipid and uninspiring, cause he couldn't book the classics featuring Howard Feynman.
He found another way to captivate the dollies, his classmates, John Nadeau and Richard Pollitt. Brent Glass and Peter Lazarus practiced from top to bottom to get on stage and pantomime lollipopping bonnets.
To avoid ridicule, he got sent to sleep away Camp Kiyuma, where an older Jew named Larry was the main man. Soon Larry would leave, a theme he would cultivate. But are you white or blue? Cause it's a break. And what's your name, Cat?
Tony Kornheiser, man. His name is Tony Kornheiser, and soon he will be babbling on your airwaves. He'll fulminate.
In high school, Hewlett tended to be academic, but took driver's ed with supervision, hypothetic, esoteric. Then a truck came through at Mach 2.
The car door went kinetic, but Susan's not moved.
What followed next was college at Hopper up in Binghamton, named for a professor of Alexander Hamilton, the future institution for a god that dealt the crack rock. Reverse the alma mater of a goddess at the snack bar.
The windows would detach and through the gap would walk a stack blonde. Tony gawked, slack-jawed, and stumbled back to land on Pepsi sticks, Pepsi fizz, spray from the can tops, crumpled in a sopping pile of junk, but what a bad bomb.
In
class on biology, Tony had missed the lab parts. He slacked off, the teacher said, "If you know what you can pass, these Sally chips become monkeys." So that's how he proved that. And soon the new grad would be a newsman.
At Newsday, he would be a newsman. From New York, he was a Hewlett man. Just like the dude that writes your BN. Little salute to you. Not about sports, but really info for love. Tony
Kornheiser,
man. Tony Kornheiser, man. Why do we listen to you? Will you talk about any games? Or just trivia night you played? And whether that's not in my state.
Jumped on the bandwagon for his columns.
Then Monday night, till John Gruden made it awesome.
But pity eyes where he steady reckoning the dollars.
Glass grew up with him.
Bubis is his one friend.
Raju said enough with him.
Jesse is stuck with him.
And Will Bond saw this jingle coming.
All that's left is the browser bound, where he'll migrate.
What's his name again?
Tony Kornheiser, man.
Hi, welcome to Calvert Woodley. How can I help you?
I'd like some Merlot and some Zinfandel.
All right.
And some Cabernet.
Okay, anything else?
Oh yeah, just one more thing.
What's that?
La Cheeserie!
Picture this, I was with Arnold Palmer sitting near a Georgia green. Out of nowhere, a gentleman approached to deliver a message to me. How could I explain to Arnie this happens all the time? You see, my dad owns a shop that carries sticky cheese and fancy wine.
Hey, Steve Sands, I really had to meet ya. Mr. Tony told the Littles how we should greet ya. Others might ask about the PGA, but Littles only got one thing to say.
When I'm covering the Masters,
La Cheeserie.
With other broadcasters,
La Cheeserie.
With Danny Willett and his trophy,
La Cheeserie.
Or on location in Sochi,
La Cheeserie.
Giving tours of Augusta,
La Cheeserie.
Or with my Allstate adjuster,
La Cheeserie.
Interviewing Ricky Fowler,
La Cheeserie.
Or at the gym in the shower,
La Cheeserie.
Hey, fans, La Cheeserie.
I hope you're able to join us June 25th, 2016 for TK Jingles Live 2016, Even Liver at Penn Social, Northwest DC, at a time TBD. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll probably hear those two songs along with some of your favorites from the past 3 years of TKJingles.com. That is it for today's episode. I've gotten some nice notes over the past week wishing me well. I'm glad to be back. It's always fun to do this. You can send me your suggestions for the podcast, for TK Jingles Live, for TKJingles.com, or for whatever you're thinking about to podcast at TKJingles.com or on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli or on the Facebook, facebook.com/TKJingles. Thanks for listening.
His own personal Jesus. Sometimes he wants camembert, sometimes it's Gruyere. Sits all alone with the radio, listening close to the Kornheiser show. If TK describes it, Cheese Boy transcribes it. Like a dog on his media log. It's sort of a vlog, but he calls it a fog. Types on a computer, one nibbling on Gouda. He loves to cut cheese. He loves to cut cheese.